What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. King's Island is now open weekends.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Who are the five worst presidents in American history? Now, you've heard a lot of historians sound off on this, and they'll give you names like Donald Trump, George W. Bush. That's because the partisan hat. We're going to talk about the five real worst presidents in American history. Fifth worst president, Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy who?
I don't know who he is.
So Jimmy Carter actually kind of pales in comparison to the other four because he only had one term to ruin America. But everybody remembers stagflation, really, really high levels of inflation and stagnation, huge unemployment rates, 8, 9, 10%, inflation rates, 14%, massive gasoline shortages, gas lines, the Iranian Revolution, which he sort of backed. I mean, he let the Shah fall, leading to the Iran hostage crisis of 1979 to 1980. He entered the presidency, pledging to reverse our, quote, inordinate fear of communism. And the Soviet Union took him up on that, then invading Afghanistan. That's all the stuff he did while he was president. But he wasn't president for that long. He was president for 4 years and 4 years only. He was a horrible post-president. He built some houses for homeless people.
Look, it's Jimmy Carter.
That's great. He also hung out with Hamas and actively wrote speeches for uber terrorist Yasser Arafat, claiming that Hamas's election was actually legitimate. He opposed U.S. intervention in the Gulf War in Kuwait. He actively wrote letters to other members of the U.N. Security Council asking them to vote against the United States. That's wild. He helped broker the North Korean nuclear deal that eventually led to North Korea gaining nuclear weapons. So, yeah, terrible, terrible ex-president. Probably a worse ex-president than he was even as president, which is saying a lot because he was a real crap president. Barack Obama clocks in on this list at number four.
Thank God for Obama, because at least now, they know Kenya.
No. Please don't bring up Obama.
To understand what a bad president Barack Obama is, you have to understand Trump is an outgrowth of Barack Obama. He's a reaction to Obama. And then Biden is a reaction to Trump. So if you're going to talk about where American politics truly went completely off the rails, the answer is Barack Obama. Barack Obama came into office as a unifier.
I'm so excited because we are going to change the world.
And then he proceeded to radically divide the American population. You can see it in the polling data. 72% of white adults thought race relations were good in 2013. So did 66% of black people. By 2015, that number was 51% of blacks and 45% of whites. Barack Obama's racial polarization was dramatic. He presided over race riots in Ferguson and Baltimore. He promoted the lie that police officers all over the United States are racist, contributing to the rise of the Black Lives Matter movement, raising crime rates around the country.
These young men are incredibly angry.
He presided over the weakest economic recovery in modern American history because his decision was he was going to spend endless amounts of money and regulate the living hell out of the economy. The Congressional Budget Office initially said that Obamacare would cost $940 billion. It has now been estimated it will cost $1.7 trillion. Life expectancy in the United States in 2010, when Obamacare kicked in, was 78.54. Today, it is 77.28. So, nailed it with Obamacare. He polarized the country on social issues, including most prominently same-sex marriage, where he simply decided to reverse his position from 2008 on same-sex marriage and declare that everybody who actually held his position from 2008 was an evil, bigot, terrible person.
Marriage is between a man and a woman.
He utilized the IRS to target his political opponents. He weaponized the DOJ under both Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch. He presided over the use of the FBI to target Donald Trump in the 2016 election. On the foreign policy front, he alienated traditional allies like Israel, sending pallets of cash to America's enemies like Iran. He basically ceded all of Crimea to Russia and then ceded leadership in Syria to Russia. He destabilized the Middle East by backing the Arab Spring, radically pulled American troops out of Iraq and led to the rise of ISIS. And by the way, he spent more money than all prior 43 presidents combined.
Let's see if my credit card still works.
So, yeah, terrible, terrible president. Third worst president of all time. Most people label him the first, but I actually don't think he matches up, is James Buchanan. Saying that James Buchanan is the worst president of all time is a little much, considering that it would have been on him to stop the Civil War from happening. James Buchanan, in the lead up to the Civil War, endorsed the view that whatever the Supreme Court said about slavery would be obeyed. He actually knew the outcome of Dred Scott, which essentially ruled that black people were not citizens of the United States and could not be citizens of the United States beforehand when he said that. He was a Pennsylvania Democrat, very, very sympathetic to Southern slavery positions. In his inaugural address, he called the issue of slavery, quote, happily a matter of but little practical importance. Wrong. He actually said that while secession was illegal, the government didn't have the power to stop it, which led a lot of states to be like, okay, well, then I guess we can leave. Again, could he have prevented the Civil War from happening right then? Maybe. Although, obviously, the circumstances were building toward the Civil War pretty clearly. That's the only reason I don't have Buchanan as, like, number one on this list of crappy presidents. We'll get to more of this in just 1 second. First, for the fifth consecutive year, abortion remains the world's leading cause of fetus mortality, even despite the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Tragically, it's been reported that the number of infant deaths caused by abortion is greater than the number of deaths attributed to the next 7 causes of death combined. Preborn is leading the charge to turn this around. Every day, Preborn's network of clinics rescues 200 unborn babies. By introducing a mom to her child via ultrasound, a baby's chance of survival could double. Preborn's work has only begun. By the time I finish this life-saving message, 2 unborn babies will be aborted in this country. Will you join Preborn and make 2024 the biggest baby-saving year in history? 1 ultrasound is just $28. $140 will offer 5 babies a chance at life. Just dial #250 and say keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or donate securely at preborn.com/Ben. That's preborn.com/Ben. Start saving babies today. Dial #250 and say keyword baby or go to preborn.com/Ben.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. His marching on.
Second worst president of all time, Lyndon Baines Johnson. Utter disaster area. Literally the only good mark on LBJ's record is the Civil Rights Act of 1964, the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Those are the only good marks. The big boo-boos for LBJ, the Great Society. So the Great Society was an attempt to, quote, fight the war on poverty. This amounted to spending trillions upon trillions upon trillions of dollars, making government encroach into nearly every area of American life, offering subsidies, threatening prostitutions and fines. Government offered, instead of prosperity, the prospect of intergenerational poverty through sponsorship of single motherhood through welfare programs that disincentivized marriage. The black single motherhood rate in 1960 was under 20%. And the black single motherhood rate today is above 70%. The black middle class actually expanded way faster before the Great Society programs than they did after. According to the Cato Institute's Michael Tanner, between 1963 and 2010, the federal government spent $13 trillion fighting poverty. The poverty rate, by the way, in 2012 was 15%, slightly higher than it was in 1966. So he spent $13 trillion to increase the poverty rate. He got America deeply involved in the war in Vietnam, most disastrous war in American history. Even if you believe that we should have been involved in the war in Vietnam, if you're going to go in with overwhelming force and you break things and you win the war. That is not what LBJ did. He presided over serious racial unrest. Christopher Caldwell writes in his book, The Age of Entitlement, the changes of the 1960s with civil rights at their core were not just a major new element in the Constitution. They were a rival Constitution with which the old one was frequently incompatible. The federal government was given extraordinary power to end discrimination, both real and imagined, both in the private sector and in the public sector. As Caldwell writes, when instances of racism couldn't provide the proper pretext for government interventionism, the rubric of anti-discrimination was expanded to include any supposedly victimized minority group. So this paves the way for the LGBTQ plus minus divided by sign movement. The civil rights models of executive order, litigation, court-ordered redress eventually became the basis for government to do what the Constitution would previously not have permitted.
In 1913, Woodrow Wilson takes us into World War I.
The worst president in American history, bar none, Woodrow Wilson. First of all, he was an authoritarian. He actually wrote, quote, the president is at liberty, both in law and conscience, to be as big a man as he can. His capacity will set the limit. He actually believed that the presidency of the United States was really the only branch that ought to matter. The idea is that experts in the executive would be able to do things and react more quickly than the antiquated checks and balances of the Constitution. On the moral level, Wilson was just craptastic. He was a fan of eugenics. He actually pushed for compulsory sterilization of people with Down syndrome in 1907, before he was president. He even signed a compulsory sterilization bill while he was governor of New Jersey in 1911. Famously, he promised to keep America out of the war in his reelect effort in 1916, then got America involved in World War I by helping to blockade Germany. And then when Germany attacked American shipping, got America directly involved in World War I. His attempts to broker a peace at the Versailles Conference ended in utter disaster and probably paved the way for World War II. He curbed civil liberties via his attorney general, A. Mitchell Palmer, and he helped press forward the Sedition Act of 1918 that actually made it a crime for American citizens to, quote, print, utter, or publish any false, scandalous, and malicious writing about the government. Wildly unconstitutional. He nationalized major American industries, including the telegraph industry, the telephone industry, railroad industry. He created a massive economic recession that actually developed into an outright economic crisis in 1920. On the racial front, disaster area. He resegregated the federal services. He presided over major race riots. He showed Birth of a Nation at the White House and called it writing history with lightning. And by the last couple of years of his administration, he was not even in charge of his own administration.
Oof.
His brain was actually non-functional, and it was Edith Wilson who was actually governing the country at that point. So a terrible president, economically terrible president, terrible wartime president, terrible president on race, terrible president in terms of structuring a massive federal bureaucracy. Just a horrific President Woodrow Wilson. If somebody says, George W. Bush was the worst president ever. Really? Did George W. Bush show Birth of a Nation at the White House and stand for eugenics and get us into World War I leading to World War II and also declare himself kind of a dictator? Did he do those things? No. His two big failings, the Iraq War and the economic crisis of 2007-2008, that crisis was not of his making. That came from the Clinton administration. It was their attempt to push subprime mortgages down on the banks and allow bad borrowers to take the money. As far as the Iraq War had wide bipartisan support. And then there's Trump. When people say that Trump was the worst president ever, what they're really referring to is his rhetoric, the bad tweets, whatever kind of weird stuff he was saying that day. But in terms of policy, not even close. Trump presided over a massively booming economy. He put conservatives on the Supreme Court to actually reestablish the checks and balances set up by the Constitution. He helped actually broker peace in the Middle East, which used to be a Nobel Prize thing, and now everybody just ignores because Trump did it. He kept Russia and China largely in check. He's the first president in my lifetime who didn't get America involved directly in a foreign war. The notion that Trump is even remotely near the top of the list of worst presidents ignores a lot of very, very bad presidents. Get to more on this in just a moment. First, in a world filled with uncertainties, you need to be prepared for any possibility. You need My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is your trusted partner for emergency preparedness. They're the country's largest preparedness company. They're more than equipped to stock your shelves, whether we're talking natural disaster, sudden emergency, or unforeseen circumstances. My Patriot Supply's high-quality food storage solutions ensure you and your loved ones are always well-fed, no matter what comes your way. Stock up on all the food kits your family needs at preparewithben.com. Right now, you'll get $200 off a much-needed three-month emergency supply from My Patriot Supply. Their three-month ready hour emergency food supply provides delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners that last up to 25 years in storage. You can even customize your supply with a mega protein kit with real meat or gluten-free options. These kits provide over 2,000 calories every day. They're simple to prepare. Just add water and heat and then eat. If you order by 3 p.m., your food kit will ship fast on the same day with free shipping. You get it. You put it in your closet, forget about it, and then God forbid something goes wrong, you're already ready. Go to preparewithben.com for $200 off your three-month emergency supply. That's preparewithben.com, preparewithben.com.
Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
We'll get to more on this in just one moment. First, $20 barely gets you anything these days. You can't even fill your gas tank or get a burger and fries for less than $20. But do you know what $20 will get you? From the cell phone company I use, PureTalk, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. PureTalk gives you the same quality of service as your current cell phone provider, but for half the cost. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can switch to PureTalk and keep the phone and phone number you currently use, or you can take advantage of their great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids, making the switch incredibly easy. Their U.S. customer service team can help you join PureTalk in as little as 10 minutes. Choose to spend your hard-earned money with a wireless company that shares your values, supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on those fake news networks. So stop spending a ridiculous amount of money on your phone plan. Go to puretalk.com/Shapiro right now. My listeners can get an additional 50% off their very first month of coverage. That's puretalk.com/Shapiro. Again, start saving money on your phone plan today with people who actually like you. Go to puretalk.com/Shapiro and start saving.